Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Alaska National Guard Armory on 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks is not among the dozens of armories across Alaska that the state plans to take down or give away. Earlier this week, Bethel radio station KYUK AM reported the Alaska National Guard plans to get rid of more than 60 of the structures which were set up during the Cold War to monitor suspicious activity in the Soviet Union. The armories that are being taken down include one in Fort Yukon, 138 miles northeast of Fairbanks, where neither the city nor the tribal community were interested in receiving the old 1,200-square-foot building. That's according to Brian Duffy, Administrative Service Director for the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The Fort Yukon Armory sits on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service land, and the state plans to ask the federal agency to tear down the building, he said. Prospective tourists have pledged to cancel vacations to Alaska if Senator Lisa Murkowski confirms President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That's according to a letter sent to visitors, bureaus, and cities across southeast Alaska. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports from Haines.
37 people hailing from 11 different states across the U.S. have added their names to the letter addressed to visitors' bureaus in Skagway, Ketchikan, and Juneau. The short letter reads, "The undersigned pledge to cancel Alaska vacations and refrain from making any plans to visit in the future if Senator Murkowski confirms President Trump's anti-choice Supreme Court nominee." Travel Juno CEO Liz Perry says she's seen this kind of thing before.
This is not uncommon in the industry, and as a matter of fact, the industry refers to this as the weaponization of travel, the threat of a boycott if a certain political end is not met. You know, such boycotts can be effective, but most of the time they mostly hit the frontline workers, your service operators, and that the political folks involved in this case are, you know, U.S. senators, are very seldom affected in a major way.
Perry says she wrote a letter back to its author, Shoshana Hantman, from Katona, New York. Perry encouraged her to write Murkowski directly.
I wanted to acknowledge her concerns and just, you know, let her know what, you know, generally our position was on the way boycotts can or cannot work, and invited her to take a different tack.
When reached by phone in New York, Hantman declined to comment for the story. Skagway Tourism Director Cody Jennings asked the Skagway Borough Assembly to consider the letter at its upcoming meeting this week. Murkowski hasn't said whether she'll confirm Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Her vote could be critical in deciding the nomination, since a single nay vote among Republicans, coupled with unanimous Democratic opposition, would sink the nomination. Perry of Travel Juneau says she sent a copy of the letter to Senator Murkowski's office in Juneau. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
A United States citizen has been detained in Russia's Far East after accidentally sailing there from Alaska on a small boat. John Martin had been traveling down the Yukon River across Alaska on a one-person boat when he ended up in the open Bering Ocean. That's according to Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. He spent several days at sea in bad weather and eventually washed up on the Russian shore. Martin, who lives in Anchorage, was detained Wednesday by Russian officials in the far eastern region of Chukotka. The U.S. consulate in Vladivostok was informed about the incident. Zakharova told reporters today in Moscow that Martin's condition was, quote, satisfactory. Matthew Heigengruber, a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, said it was working with local authorities to provide assistance to Martin. And finally tonight, wet weather is in the forecast for the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says a low-pressure system pushing across the Brooks Range will affect the broader region beginning late Sunday.
Between Sunday and Tuesday, we could see over an inch of rain here in Fairbanks. And the other concern is Sunday evening and into Sunday night, we could see some gusty winds. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles an hour in the Fairbanks area.
Metzger says the strongest winds will be over the hilltops above Fairbanks. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.